Bone Boy Speaks, episode 615, Master Password.
Someone on app.net made me aware of a tool called Master Password. And it's a password manager, kind of like LastPass or 1Password, but with a very important difference. Most of the passwords are actually generated based on information that you enter, including, of course, a master password, which you should, of course, keep secret and not share with anybody. Now, why is that important? Well, first of all, it mostly eliminates the problem with syncing, right? So if all of the passwords are generated locally on the device using some deterministic stateless algorithm, then who cares? You don't have anything to really sync between devices. So of course, you can do all kinds of things to make the passwords generated unique and secure. And you may have different templates for generating passwords depending upon what the different sites allow you to have as far as passwords go. And being able to do all of this in a deterministic fashion is great. Also, there's a concept of a counter for each site. And so if, for example, a particular site's password database gets compromised and you have to change the password, what do you do? Well, now you use a counter to advance the password. Now, there's also the question of, okay, so what if I have to have a specific password? I can't just use a randomly generated password. I still want to store it. Well, what do I do? Well, in that case, now you're into syncing. And so you can set a custom password for a given site, something you type in. But of course, in order to get that between devices, you have to synchronize the data. And the data is supposedly encrypted with all of your particular your master password and a bunch of other stuff that makes it very difficult for somebody to get that data, but it then has to be synchronized. Now, this particular application exists on iOS and Mac, and they have Java versions for Windows and I guess a C program for Unix or whatever, and it's open source. So you can actually look at the source code of all the algorithms and everything, and you can verify for yourself, if you're a paranoid type of person, that what's actually happening is to your liking. And most people aren't like that. Now, and this app is free, which is nice. Now, my issue with it, first of all, is that I've already got a bunch of passwords set. So converting over to this is going to take some time if I choose to do that. The other problem is that it's not really, the synchronization is obviously not cross-platform if it's using iCloud. I'll have to see how it's handling it on the other things. I'm guessing there's no sync in that case. And also, there's no Windows Phone app, which, yes, that does matter to me because, yes, I do use a Windows Phone from time to time. So having my passwords there would be nice. But I like the idea of this. And for people that are ultra, ultra, ultra paranoid, that's great. Now, I'm still probably going to use LastPass for the foreseeable future because I can also put other data in LastPass. And yes, I know the data is stored on their server. And yes, some people are concerned that data might be read by somebody. Well, it's encrypted pretty well. LastPass says they don't have my encryption keys, and all of that is locally stored. So, and I store things that aren't passwords. So, and LastPass gives me a way to store information securely in their cloud without having to have it somewhere else. So for me, LastPass is a better solution. But if for those of you who don't want any sync and are very paranoid about it and want something that you can actually look at the source code to, then this might be something to look at. And I'll put a link in the show notes. You can get all the information about it. They've got a very very detailed doc that explains what they do and why it's secure. And again, you can also go look at the source code too.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/ps.